Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nenem Hang Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 77,400 crore rupees at Bhuj and Dahod in Gujarat. Addressing a public meeting in Bhuj, the Prime Minister highlighted that these initiatives will contribute significantly to India's emergence as a leading blue economy and a global center for green energy.
भारत को दुनिया की एक बहुत बड़ी और ब्लू इकोनॉमी बनाने, ग्रीन एनर्जी का सेंटर बनाने में भी मदद करेगी।
The Prime Minister said it is government's resolve that every citizen should have access to electricity and their electricity bill should be zero. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a special event to commemorate 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar today. India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance towards terrorism. Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde led all-party delegation yesterday met Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Congo, Therese Kayikwamba Wagner.
इस बैठक में हमने किस प्रकार से भारत इतने सालों तक टेररिज्म से जूझ रहा है टेररिज्म से लड़ रहा है इन्हें भी हमने वही मैसेज दिया जीरो टॉलरेंस अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म जो हमारा नया नॉर्मल है ट्रेड एंड टेरर कैन नॉट गो टुगेदर ट्रेड एंड टॉक्स कैन नॉट गो टुगेदर
Another multi-party delegation headed by NCP-SCP Supriya Sule met Minister of State for Interior Affairs of Qatar, Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Faisal bin Mohammed Al Thanil. JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha led delegation met the chairperson, National Defense Committee of National Assembly of South Korea, Sung Il Jong in Seoul. In Slovenia, DMK MP Kani Moji led all-party delegation met the chairperson of the Foreign Policy Committee of the National Assembly. Principal Secretary for Law and Justice YK Keto Sema met with Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal at New Delhi to follow up on commitments made during the minister's visits to Nagaland in October 2024 and April 2025. During the meeting, Mr. Sema requested an increase in the state's notary public quota from 200 to 400, citing outdated figures from 1963. Minister Meghwal assured that the proposal would be considered with an amendment expected within 2 months. He also raised the long-pending High Court building project, highlighting requirements of additional 299 crore rupees for the completion. Mr. Meghwal said the issue is under review by the Finance Ministry and expressed optimism for funding in the current financial year. Mr. Sema further sought central support for new district courts at Newland, Seminyu and Shamator and early release of funds for ongoing projects in Mon, Noklak and other districts. The Justice Ministry assured review under the SNA's PUSH system for CSS fund disbursement. A reception program was held at Dimapur Airport yesterday to welcome Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton following his return from the Vatican City. Mr. Paton was part of the Indian delegation led by Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, joining leaders and dignitaries from 148 countries at the inaugural Mass of His Holiness Pope Leo XIV. Speaking at the reception event, Mr. Paton described the visit as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, calling it truly wonderful and memorable.
I must say that this is, for me, this is one time in my life and it is very good experience, wonderful and memorable moment I have come across.
He also shared a personal moment with Pope Leo XIV, who recognized his necklace and asked if he was a Christian. Mr. Paton further expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Chief Minister Dr. Nipi Rio, and all those who supported his nomination to represent India at the Vatican. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekrelhule Yome, visited Government Higher Secondary School Woka yesterday to review infrastructure development under the NEP Lighthouse School Complex Initiative. He was accompanied by advisor to the Chief Minister, Dr. Chumben Muri, senior education officials and representatives from Lota Hoho, student unions and the District Lighthouse Committee. Dr. Yome emphasized the importance of community support in transforming government schools and urged active involvement involvement to strengthen public education and address rising education costs. Dr. Murray lauded Dr. Hume's dedication to educational reform, while local leaders welcomed the government's attention to Wokha's academic growth. Earlier, a review meeting chaired by Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar was held at the DC's office to assess progress on school infrastructure and the Lighthouse project. The Five Tribes Committee review of reservation policy has announced the first phase of agitation to be held in all district headquarters inhabited by Five Tribes on the 29th of May. The committee comprises of representatives from Angami Public Organization, Ao Senden, Lota Hoho, Rengma Hoho and Sumi Hoho. The agitation follows the state government failure to respond to the committee's memorandum submitted on 20th September 2024 and the 30 days ultimatum issued on 26th April 2025, which expired yesterday. As part of the agitation, a protest march will be held to the DC office in respective districts and an ultimatum reminder will be submitted to the state government through the deputy commissioner. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.